I graduated college, I bought this property. I was like, oh man, I'm out of the rat race. But then what? You know, a couple hundred bucks, a couple thousand extra dollars every month is not going to get you anywhere. All right. So I'm like, okay, well, in the short period of time from when I bought the property to, you know, I think it was like right around 2010, 2 years later, Whole Foods decided they're going to open. My property jumped up from 220,000 to 660,000. And I'm like, oh my God, I got a lot of equity. So I pulled some equity out, and this is, you know, I graduated from college. And I'm like, I still want to be the man on campus. So I get kind of sucked into opening and taking over this restaurant in the center of our campus.
Okay.
So instead of just one, I ended up buying both of them and renovating the entire thing. It ended up costing me somewhere around $450,000, my partner and I. And we, you know, $450 in the hole before we even get started in the restaurant. We ran it. It's in the middle of the campus. Everybody knew who I was. So, you know, we did a lot. We did like $1 million a year. But nobody taught me how to run a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't have a mentor for it. I mean, this is the big mistake.
What kind of restaurant was it?
So I had a, like, you know, coffee shop, sandwich shop in one and a ramen shop in the next one. So I just, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing. Ran into all sorts of different problems. Everything, every mistake you could possibly make running a restaurant, I made. And, you know, we had great income still somehow to support a lot of it, but I didn't know how to run a business. I didn't know every quarter you needed to file and pay taxes. So, you know, I was like, wow, we're doing so well. At any given point, I would have $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 in cash in my pocket. I'm like, all right. And I go to Atlantic City and just blow it all. You know, this is in New Jersey. So, you know, I was like, oh yeah, a whole ton's going to come anyway. So I didn't know how to manage money. I didn't know how to run a restaurant. So at some point, we started falling behind with our vendors. We started falling behind with our electric bill, you know, taxes, everything. And it's once you get to that point, it's very hard to come back, you know, because now you're skimping on your orders of the food. And then now we don't have it and we don't have it. Now the clients aren't happy and the customers aren't happy. So now the business starts going down. And at some point, I was just like, I can't do it anymore. I was working 17 hours a day and I just got rid of it. My credit score got hit. I lost my house. I ended up losing my house, my car. My car got repoed. Couldn't even afford my cell phone bill anymore, my Verizon bill. So I switched to T-Mobile. I'm still at T-Mobile now.
And this is right after you got rid of the restaurant.
Yes, so I sold the restaurant for a tiny, tiny amount, both of them. And, you know, and I carried this $400,000 in debt. I paid it off, actually, the whole thing like a year ago. But packed all my stuff up, lost everything, moved down to Florida in a U-Haul truck, and I moved into this like probably 200 square foot like little unit. The Murphy bed comes down, front door doesn't open, close the front door, put the Murphy bed up, then I open and go out. And I have my 95-pound dog with me in there.
What kind of dog?
Tiny little thing, a Cane Corso. And so, you know, I was feeling sorry for myself for a while, and then I went into this transformational training personal development program called Gratitude Training down in Florida. It was, you know, I started somewhere during the trainings. I was like, I'm no longer going to be a victim to this story, right? Like, I can get myself out. I've spent thousands of hours learning real estate. I've bought real estate. I got out of the rat race. I paid for a program. It's valuable. It's valuable, right? This is knowledge that I said earlier in this show that, you know, that can't be taken from you. So I was like, all right, I'm going to put together some little real estate meetups and put it on Facebook groups and all these things down in Pompano Beach, Florida. And, you know, 20, 30 people would show up and I would teach how to buy single family and the process of making money through real estate and why, you know, real estate is great. I think real estate is probably one of the, has the highest amount of accidental millionaires. Like it's funny because people will buy a property and they won't even know what they're doing. And all of a sudden, boom, it's like a couple $1 million. I'm like, wow. So even if you're not cash flowing, real estate, a lot of accidental millionaires.
So if you want to be a millionaire, get into real estate.
I mean, it's fast. One way, right?
Like a for sure thing.
Nothing's for sure. Things can always happen. But if you buy a piece of property and you can survive for 30 years, yes, you will probably be a millionaire.
Yeah.
At some point in your life.
Uh-huh.
But that is still better than what you're going to get from your retirement funds, right?
Like
people's retirement accounts, they don't become millionaires after 40 years. and they work their butts off the whole time, you know. But with a piece of real estate, if you buy it and you just let it sit there for 30 years, keep it alive, you know, at some point probably be worth, you know, $1 million. Probably all real estate will be worth $1 million at some point with inflation. So yeah, I started to teach people how to do that. And, you know, I went to another conference, Chris Krohn's conference, learned about partnerships in real estate. I was like, ooh, okay. That's actually where I got the idea to do, you know, meetups, because I didn't even know how to get myself out. 400,000 in the hole, 400 credit score. Like, how am I supposed to buy real estate? And this is why when people tell me they don't have money, I never buy it. I'm like, you can do real estate without buying it. You just don't have the drive or the desire or the commitment to say, I'm going to do it. Because I had negative that amount. And I didn't have the credit score to qualify for anything. I was as low as you can get in the totem pole to be able to get real estate. However, it doesn't have to be yours. This is the most valuable lesson I learned, is that money, buying real estate requires money, requires someone to sign onto the loan, requires financials. None of those have to be yours, including operations. I don't know how to run a property. Doesn't have to be you either. Right? You put things together. You put people together to make it happen. So I did the meetups, and then I was saying, this is what we're doing. This is real estate and how you make money in it. I'm looking for a partner. First one, nobody. Second one, nobody. Third one that I did, one person raised his hand. He's like, I'll be your partner. I'll do it. And so we bought a property in Las Vegas, and we did Airbnb on it. He put the money down. He signed on to the loan. I ran it. We did so well. Refinance, because I have strategies. I understand how to do it. He didn't know anything about real estate, but he had some money. Mm-hmm. Made him a lot of money. He immediately wanted to do it again. Told all of his friends. They started doing it with me. Within 3 years of that time, 3 years of me just being completely rock bottom, I was making $20,000 a month. I didn't put any money out to buy real estate, just partners.
Yeah, and you're making it.
20 grand a month. I'm like, I'm free again.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I have this debt that I was paying every month, I didn't know anything about
bankruptcy. What was your monthly payment on the debt?
Like $5,000-$6,000 a month I was paying forever, you know? So that's why, like, man, a year ago, and I made some big chunks, $30,000, $40,000 when we sold properties and refinanced. But yeah, I paid the whole thing off,
you know, wow,
like a year and a half ago. I was like, oh my God, we're clear of this.
You probably felt so good. You're like, yeah, man, that thing in the past,
it's gone. It was really great.
And so you were able to overcome feeling like a victim from that situation.
Oh, totally.
And completely turn it around. And you chose, I'm just going to get rid of that.
It doesn't matter where you are financially. If you have the willingness to learn and to adopt a new mindset, this is what it takes. Wherever you are financially is because you've carried all the things you've learned up to this point. That's where you are. If you want to change from that, if you want to stop being the 9-to-5, if you want to have free time, then you have to reprogram. The old operating system doesn't work anymore. You have to put a new operating system in there. You can't just download more apps and think you're going to change. Your operating system does not handle these new apps. You have to change your entire mindset and your belief systems. This is why that personal development work is so important. You have to invest in yourself, best investments that you can make. All right. So at that, when you get there, you know, your thinking and your relationship to money changes. Your thinking and relationship to partnership changes, because most people think, oh my God, I don't want partners. Think about all the bad things that could happen. Well, without partners, you're going to just be here. With people, with partners, you can go far, right? So every single solution, anything that you want to buy, anything you want to own, wherever you want to go, it's going to be somebody that's going to open that door for you.
Yeah.
And if you can just embrace that thing, that it's going to be someone else is going to provide it for me, and I just have to be a good partner. So you've got to focus back full circle to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know how to do relationships. You let too much ego get in the way. You become too greedy. You want more significance. All of those things are just partnership killers. When I do partnerships, I literally go into it like, if it doesn't work out, I'm willing to step away and give you the whole thing. If I think like that going in, then there's not that much risk for me mentally.
Right. Yeah. Have you ever heard of that book, Who Not How?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I recently read that. It pretty much says the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about how you're going to do something. It's about who you're going to use to do it with.
Yeah.
And then exactly also, like,
why you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So many people are just doing the motion. And if you don't have a why, the passion dies, the energy dies, the enthusiasm, the excitement about something dies. It's going to wither away. And that includes all the money that's attached to it. And if you're not passionate about something, if you're fired up about it, there's always going to be abundance flowing through. Abundance is tied with excitement and enthusiasm. You lose that, stuff just goes out the door.